But we're talking about Kilkee now. Here, yeah. What's that about the Kilkee book? Go on.
The Kilkee book is a fabulous pictorial evidence of the town, its people, going back almost centuries.
What's the oldest photograph of it? Have you seen it?
I have. I saw it in the Texas restaurant just up the road from me. Yeah. They have it. And when we went back to the shop to buy the book, the shop was closed. Now I'll have to have words.
Well, you're to get the Brancardier discount.
I will. I'll be looking for it.
You're to look either one of the brothers in the eye. The pictures, yeah, go on.
The pictures in it, they relate to the people. And the pictures, particularly of George's head and...
George is not a man, by the way. Just for those of you who don't know, George is a piece of land.
Go on,
Eric. George's head is absolutely magnificent. The polycoles, yes, and the high diving boards.
The 40-foot.
Yes, and Burns's Cove, men only.
My father used to swim in Burns's Cove.
So did I, and it's one of the only places that we have any power anymore.
Do we still have the third polycole?
We do, yes. Well,
and are we defending the second?
No, it's being invaded.
The second has been invaded, has it?
The suffragettes have come in there. The women.
How dare you?
Manon Ahern.
Manon Atra.
Exactly. Have come in there. But it's an absolutely fabulous book. Whoever the printers are that did it, they have done an exquisite... The front of it, the hardcover, the whole thing, is absolutely done to first-class quality. I mean, I would recommend it. It's a good buy to anybody.
Do you know, I'm gutted about that book. I'll tell you why. Because as soon as I found out it was coming out, right?
Yeah.
I tried, but I didn't try hard enough to get some photograph out of my family to put in the book. Because we used to go to Kilkee always, right?
Yes.
And I failed, basically. I kicked myself, right?
Did you?
There are photographs buried somewhere, but, you know, of...
Yeah, we have photographs in it of our family. So,
what, on the beach or where?
Yeah, Doherty's, and my own name is Williams, but my mother's name was Doherty. Do you know the Strand Line?
I do.
Right. Do you remember what was his name? The hurdy-gurdies? He was from Scotland,
yes.
At the very bottom of O'Curry Street.
I know.
Well, when you come round the corner there, you're coming up Strand Line. My grandmother owned two houses there in the front.
Two single-deckers, two bungalows?
No, two-story houses.
Yes.
And at the back of them then was Hawks.
Yes.
Pub. That was my mother's.
Ah.
My mother's great-granddad owned it that. She left it to my mother. And I was reared there for the first year and a half of life. And then Dad was a professor in the college in Roscrea, in Sturgeon College. And we came to Roscrea to live.
And go back to the electrical story you were telling me.
Granda turned on, he ran the, when electricity came to Kilkee first,
yeah.
it wasn't coming from Margaret Crusher. It was being run on a 24 volt generator below. Do you remember where Murphy's Cafe was?
No, okay. I don't.
It was at the bottom of...
Down near the West End. You were going down towards the West End. Murphy's... Did you know Dr. Nolan's?
I'm no good. I only went there for 9 years.
He's only a thespian. Leave him
I know.
Well, Dr. Nolan's and Dr. Murphy and Murphy's Cafe. They were side by side.
Side by side.
Right. Well, there was a lane between
going down
and the Victoria Hotel.
Yes.
And in behind that, which is now part of the sewerage plant there, that is where the generator was that Granda used to run.
And you, just to improve your mind, Paul has a house in Kilkee. No, not Paul. Peter. My son.
David, the other one. David, yeah. Go on.
I can't count any of their names. They got a house, he bought a house down there where they stay in the summertime if they're not away or can rent it to somebody.
I want to hear more about putting electricity into Kilkee. About what days would this have been? 1936?
No.
Earlier than that?
No, earlier.
25?
Earlier. No, sorry, no, it wasn't.
When?
Granda went to Belfast in World War II to Harold the Wolves to build ships. To put electricity onto the ships for them.
Yeah.
But it would have been the late 30s that kind of brought in direct DC in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
So, what did he do? Sorry, Mother.
May I interrupt?
Of course you can. Go
Thank
on.
You, dear. But we, when they put the Shannon scheme across the Shannon, my parents lived in a house, one of the houses near, it was a big house with a farmhouse. And because your great... My mother put up the workers. They were German firm there, and she put them into the hotel, the house, their landscape house. And they stayed there, and they paid a rent, and that was what educated my brothers and myself and all the rest of us. And then we got free electricity for as long as we lived there.
Because you built the power station. Because those people built the power station in Ardna Grusha.
Because we put them up in the house, but they also paid rent.
Now I know where you get the brains from.
And they stole the river water.
There was no flies in your mother's family.
Never a fly.
Or if there
the
was,
flies
were
used
rent.
For a purpose.
No, they were paying rent.
But it was true. Mm. We got that there for as long as we lived. And we got our own free electricity.
Mm.
We never paid for electricity.
I'll tell you an electrician story, right? This is a story. My father-in-law's father, right?
Yeah.
An electrician, right?
Mm-hmm.
He put the electricity, he wired the, I'm not sure what you call it, a basilica in Lough Derg. Have you ever been to Lough Derg?
No.
Right, okay. Let's say there's a new church built in Lough Derg in the 1930s, right?
Yeah.
This is how I was told the story. So they finished the work on the basilica, right? The night before the bishop is coming for the consecration, right?
Yeah.
Everything is done. All the floors, all the new parquet floor is put down. Everything, right?
Yeah.
Right, everything, right? You heard the story before?
No.
No. So the cleaners come in, they clean the place, give it a last clean before it, right? And the place is all sealed up, right?
Yes.
2 o'clock. Pitch dark, middle of the night, a massive explosion in the church. Sounds from within the church, crashing, glass shattering, people outside, the work of the devil. Oh my God, we have to consecrate the church straight away. You know, there's obviously something going on inside. Do you know what it was?
Chandelier.
No.
What?
Guess.
Their electricity.
No. Go on,
no.
Or I'll give you the clue is the cleaners, right? And the new parquet flooring. The cleaners were not used to parquet, were they, up in Lough Derg in those days?
Oh, no.
What do you think the cleaners did?
They put acid or something.
Water.
But they put water
They put water on a parquet floor and the parquet floor exploded in the middle of the night. The work of the devil.
Lovely.
How's that? Now my father-in-law tells the story much better.
Jerry.
Isn't that good?
Mm.
Anyway, there we are.
That is brilliant, though. Yeah.
Do not forget the Brancardia's discount in the bookshop in Limerick now, will you?
And I won't say a word, you see. And all I'll say then is, if I don't get it, you see, I'll say, that's right, lads, okay. I'll see your mother in 12 months' time in Lourdes again.
Good man, yourself.
And I said, I'll put it in writing to her.
And you could also say, well, the grotto will work in the end. Little things like that, you know. We'll get them.
I'll deal with you.
Okay, I'm going to stop recording this now, right?
You better. You better. I'll pour it over
because
your head.
The language could be something else.
It's heating up here.
Pour it over his head.